Well, listening to that and joining us now is the Transport Minister, Stephen Joyce. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. What do you think about that? The government doesn't care about cyclists.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, and I actually think it's quite unhelpful and quite sad that Bevan Woodward is using these sort of situations to take a political swipe at the government. I mean, obviously, the government is concerned about cycling, concerned about safety on our roads, and very concerned about the recent spate of accidents, both cyclists and non-cyclists. But for Bevan to use that to suggest that we're not funding projects around cycling is frankly disappointing.
Andy Nackstead was saying everything has a cycling component, but
that's correct.
Realistically, is that enough? I mean, shouldn't there be a focus on cycling?
Well, there is a focus on cycling. There is a specific cycling fund, which is up to around $50 million now. I think the last time it was done, the previous government was about $35 or $36 million. But Andy's right. A big part of what we do in improving the roads is to improve the roads for all road users. So if you mention the roads of national significance, for example, they are our busiest rural highways, and they are situations, say, for example, between Lyve and the Kapiti Coast, where cyclists are currently sharing a very dangerous road. And by fixing that, we'll be able to do two things. Firstly, provide off-road capability for cyclists, but also release a local road that is much more suited to the mixed traffic and keep all the heavy traffic and the fast traffic on a faster highway. I'm doing a sod turning for the Tauranga Eastern Link today, where exactly that's going on. You've got a road, particularly through Te Puke, which shares everything, heavy traffic, light traffic, cyclists, pedestrians. And as a result of this project, then all the heavy traffic and through traffic and speed traffic will be on a particular highway, and the old road will revert to a local road, which will be much safer for everybody involved, including cyclists and pedestrians. So again, I'm sorry, Mr. Woodward is just not on the right planet here.
Is there any way or any sense maybe that because cyclists don't contribute directly to road costs, I mean, they don't have to be licensed or anything like that, they therefore tend to get overlooked? And if they contribute...
I don't think that's fair, Jeff. I mean, the reality is we're all very concerned about cycling safety, and to make some suggestion that somehow because cyclists don't contribute to road costs that the government or anybody else doesn't care about them is frankly just silly.
What about the suggestion that they were making that perhaps motorists need to be re-examined, their skills need to be re-examined regularly to make sure that they are constantly reminded that cyclists are there and we need to take care of them?
Well, I think we're getting now to the point. I mean, the reality is we have 11,000 kilometres of state highway and about 80,000 kilometres of local roads. So no matter what we improve in a particular road, there will always be roads which are shared between cyclists and pedestrians and car drivers and truck drivers. And it's crucially important that people take real care with other road users, particularly the more vulnerable road users. There's no point being right against a cyclist if you have an accident with a cyclist, because a cyclist will always come off in a very bad shape, as we've seen in the last few days. And the reality is, in terms of the accidents, and I've said to that we're very keen to learn if there's any regulatory changes that we can make out of the spate of accidents, a very, very tragic series of accidents we've had over the last few days, is the reality, though, is that in a number of cases, people involved were already outside the existing road rules. And while I don't want to judge a particular case because, you know, they're all being investigated by the police at the moment and then by the coroner, the reality is, if I take a hypothetical example, if somebody is driving down a road at 120 kilometres an hour when the speed limit is 80 and then goes through a red light and crashes into two people, the reality is that they're already operating well outside the road rules, and changing the road rules actually won't have an impact. It has to be involved in changing attitudes. And the only way we get to change attitudes is if we all take the view that actually driving on our roads and being on our roads is a job in itself that we have to focus on, that we have to be careful, because actually things can happen which we will regret for the rest of our lives.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Transport Minister Stephen Joyce.